Today I'm joined by Nathan Moulton. Nathan is a Calgarian 9/11 truth activist, and his video for the Alex Jones Push the Truth contest came in second place. Nathan, thank you very much for joining me today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Nathan, could you start by telling us about yourself? Who is Nathan Moulton, and how did you become involved in 9/11 truth?
Well, basically, I started to investigate 9/11 almost immediately after the events, like before Loose Change or any documentaries about it came out. I mean, I was only 13 years old when 9/11 happened. 2 years ago, I started making a PowerPoint presentation with evidence of U.S. government involvement in 9/11, and that eventually just turned into an actual documentary, which I titled The Process of Transformation. And that's how Moulton Steel Productions was born, really. Moulton Steel Productions is, of course, a play on word. My last name is Moulton. It's M-O-U-L-T-O-N. So I just thought that was fitting because that was one of the biggest pieces of evidence, I think, that the Twin Towers were brought down in a controlled demolition.
Okay, and could you tell us about some of your truth action? What have you been doing to spread the word?
Well, since I made the documentary, I started making other videos for YouTube, just us handing out DVDs, getting out there, spreading the word. I entered Mark Dice's 9/11 Truth Jam competition and received $300 for third prize for that. And then a few months later, like you said, the Alex Jones competition, we came in second. I don't even think he was going to name a second place winner, but he decided to pick us for second place. So we got some DVDs of the new Terror Storm and a $100 check. So that was great. We just got out there. We went to Halliburton and just put DVDs all over the place. What you see in the clip there isn't much compared to what actually happened there. Because the time limit for the video was 5 minutes. I'm thinking about posting some of the extra stuff we have, but we just went all over Halliburton. There was nobody there, and we were just putting DVDs everywhere, just hiding them in the cupboards and places that, you know, people find them. And
did you leave one for Dick Cheney?
Yeah, hopefully he visits there one day and finds one somewhere.
How about bullhorning Al Gore? Can you tell us about that?
Well, that was, it was really a last minute thing. I didn't know he was coming to Calgary, and I found out about it, I think, like that day, and I just said, oh, I got to get down there. And so I went down there, and all the people lined up for him. You know, I don't really have anything against Al Gore himself other than what he's pushing. I seen an interview in a documentary, and, you know, it was interesting, some of the other views he had. Of course, he's a puppet, if you will. But I don't know. I went down there and just gave the facts about global warming, about the whole man-made theory about global warming, talked about, you know, the CO2 levels and what he's trying to push and what the real facts are about CO2. I mean, they're trying to label CO2 right now as a frigging chemical, or, you know, and they want to charge people a carbon tax just for breathing the air. So I went down there, we handed out some flyers, it went pretty good.
I heard it made even national media.
Yeah, it actually, the clip is on YouTube. I think you can just search Al Gore Calgary and find the CBC clip itself, and yeah, the CBC cameras were there. They took footage of me yelling into the bullhorn, so it was really good. It got national coverage. It was really good.
So you're one of the frontline truth activists down there in the trenches fighting the good war, but what do you say when you're confronted by people who are questioning or willing to question the truth? What do you say to entice them to take a look at the DVD?
Well, I just say, look at the facts. Look at how the World Trade Center buildings came down. I mean, I think a lot of people had questions deep down inside and do have some pretty strong feelings about it. And once they go down the 9/11 rabbit hole, I mean, I've seen the effect firsthand of how you give somebody a DVD And, you know, they show it to their family and then goes and passes on through there. And next thing I'm seeing 9/11 was an inside job stickers when I go out on people's cars. So that's really good. I've seen the effects over the years, too, of the reactions I get from people in Calgary. You know, I used to get a lot of bad reactions, and I still get a lot of turndowns for when I'm handing out free DVDs, but it has gotten a lot better. People are, they're sick of the war. They're sick of our troops continuing to die over there. So, it's changing. I think people are becoming more involved, and it's good. It's a good thing to see.
How would you describe the movement in Calgary right now? Is it strong? Is it growing? Is it
I would say it's growing, because when I started out, I didn't know anybody, and then I met a few other Calgary truthers after making a few videos that they contacted me on YouTube and said, it's great what you're doing, I'd like to get involved. So I've gotten help from them. They've printed up hundreds of DVDs for me, so that's been a great help. So it's growing more and more, and I think it's just going to keep getting bigger until, you know, there's a new investigation. Loose Change Final Cut is coming out soon, so that should be amazing to see if that can get in theaters here in Calgary. Even if it was just in a small theater here in Calgary, it'd be great to get people out there and see that. And we need to promote Loose Change Final Cut, I think, a lot, because that documentary is going to be very definitive in, I mean, Alex Jones is the executive producer of that. They're talking about Charlie Sheen maybe narrating it. I think they're previewing it on September 11th or around there in New York. So I think we're going to be seeing that real soon, and we need to support that for sure.
So what is Molten Steel Productions planning for September 11th in Calgary?
I think that we are going to do a City Hall action. I would have loved to have gone to New York. Unfortunately, I just can't afford to go down there right now. So we're going to try our best to get it out to Calgarians. It's going to be a Tuesday, so there's going to be a lot of people out and about. So we're just going to try to hand out maybe 1,000 DVDs or more and really get it out there on 9/11/07 for sure.
Excellent. What would you say to someone who's awake to 9/11 truth and looking to help support the movement? What advice would you give them?
I would just say keep going strong, keep handing out DVDs, keep informing as many people as you can, keep digging. 120 hours of unreleased NORAD tapes just got released. Everybody needs to listen to those. I've been listening to those like crazy, trying to just skim through them and get what I can get from them. You know, it's really important to dig through all the information, and people just need to keep looking. And we're finding new things all the time, and that's from people really digging into this and really asking the hard questions.
And do you have any websites you'd like to direct my listeners to?
Well, the YouTube page is youtube.com/moltonsteel. Molten is MOULTON. And my MySpace page is myspace.com/moltonsteel. And Calgary911truth.org is another great site I'd like to plug. I was started by another Calgarian in the 9/11 truth movement, and it's great that, you know, to see that after, you know, being by myself doing this for a while, it's great to see everybody just coming together with this.
All right, Nathan, thank you very much for joining me today on the Corbett Report.
All right, thank you for having me.